Good morning. This is another new day that the Lord hath made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. This week I've been looking at the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been comparing the old covenant and the new covenant, how there was much blood of animals shed in the old covenant. Every time they came to worship God, they shed the blood of animals. And so this morning, I am thankful that when I worship God, I do not need to be killing an animal and bringing the blood. And I think of Jesus' words in Matthew 26:28, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Praise the Lord that we have the blood of Jesus Christ in the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. And so I've been looking at different aspects of what the blood does for us. You know, we saw how the blood of Jesus Christ washes us from our sins, and how the blood of Jesus Christ redeems us, and the blood also gives us peace with God, and also justifies us. And so this morning I want to look at two more aspects of what the blood of Jesus Christ does for you and I. And this morning I'm going to start with the first one. It enables us to have a relationship with the God of heaven, a holy God. Ephesians 2, verse 12 says, "That at the time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." This word "nigh" means made close, not far off. We jump over to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, where 17 says, "Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." And so we, through the blood of Christ, we are made close to God. He becomes our Father, and we have access to Him. You know, for example, you know, I have sons and daughters, and they have access to my things in my house that you as a listener, you don't have the right to, that you don't have the privilege to. Why? Because they are nigh to me. They're close to me. They are my children. In the same way, through the blood of Christ, we are made nigh to our Heavenly Father. We're made close. We have a relationship with Him because of the blood of Jesus Christ. We have become sons and daughters. That is so precious that we, through the blood of Christ, can become sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. It says, "But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." And so to have a relationship with our Heavenly Father is very, very important because our God wants us to know Him. He wants us to know His will. In Ephesians chapter 5, it says, "Be not unwise in understanding the will of God." And so without a relationship with our Heavenly Father, you know, we cannot do His will. We need to have a relationship, and that's been made possible for you and I through the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, because our Father in heaven, He wants us to know Him. You know, you take, for example, a young couple that just is courting. They are getting to know each other, and they get married, and you know, they have a relationship because, and it's because they're learning to know each other. They're excited to be in each other's company, You know, they enjoy their relationship, and that's what my Heavenly Father wants with you and I. He enjoys us that we know Him. You know, in one place Jesus says, "This is eternal life, that ye may know Him." And so this morning, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? It is very, very important that we know Him and know His will. And it's possible. You know, I grew up in a setting where we were taught that, you know, I was not taught these things. You know, He was more of a God with a big stick in His hand and waiting to strike you down. But, you know, that's not our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father is a merciful Father. And and the blood of Jesus Christ was shed that we may know Him. And this is life eternal, that we may know Him. So this morning I ask the question, do you know Him? Have you been made nigh by the blood of Christ? Are you close to your Heavenly Father? If not, the good news is He wants you to be draw near. He says, draw near unto me. You know, and the scripture says in one place that He's not very far from every one of us. If we call upon us His name, He will hear us. So this morning, that's God's heart for you to know Him. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.